Expressive Play is a children's therapy centre, and I work with many children, you know, from, I suppose, where they struggle with different things in their lives, from anxiety, maybe they've experienced bereavement, maybe there's a terminal illness, or I suppose, you know, an illness that would have an impact on them in many different ways. Also, I suppose, you know, it's children that may have been bullied, or, you know, they face life challenges and sometimes they need a little bit of support. And I, in my role also, you know, I do a lot of training online, and my work brings me to different parts of the world, from Saudi Arabia to Dubai to the Lebanon to Australia. So, you know, I suppose it has spread out, I suppose, worldwide, which is amazing as well.
Fantastic. That's amazing to see. Talk us through, as you know, if you are dealing with someone that's maybe suffering from anxiety, a child, how does this type of therapy help them?
Yeah, well, I suppose Gary Landreth says that birds fly, fish swim, children play. And a lot of times parents will say, well, I'm asking him how he's getting on at school. He comes in, he said, fine, what did you do? Nothing, right? So a lot of the time we wait for children to talk about their experiences, but children find that difficult, or it's not something that comes, you know, that they find it hard to comprehend. So sometimes play therapy, people think, oh, well, children come into the therapy room and they talk about it. Well, actually they don't, they play about it. And we're trained then, you know, to be, I suppose, reflective and to listen, you know, with unconditional positive regard. And children will play out their stories. And what we do then is that we help them through the play then. And sometimes they do talk about it, but we're trained to, I suppose, to do therapy using play and creative mediums.
It's very, very interesting. And I suppose it's a lovely way to help children as well.
Absolutely. And I think even starting, you know, out in 2005 in Kerry, I set up my own private practice, and there was a lot of, children don't need therapy. Our children are resilient. You know, what is she doing there now, you know, doing play therapy with children? So, you know, that's where I had started. And there was a lot of kind of, you know, I suppose, resistance towards it. And, you know, now from being a, you know, a world speaker in play therapy, you know, it's massive. And I suppose winning awards for me, you know, it's not even about the award for me. It's about raising children's voices, because often children aren't heard around their stories, because, you know, as adults, sometimes we don't take time to listen to what it's like for a child going through something.
And just before we go in to talk about the award in a bit more detail, we'll say, you know, you mentioned there was a bit of resistance at the start. How have you noticed things in more recent years? Like, are more children needing to come to you now for help? Like, I suppose, did the pandemic maybe leave a lasting impact when it comes to children?
I think before the pandemic, I think children were struggling, particularly, I suppose, with regards to anxiety. I think as a world, we're more anxious, do you know? And I suppose even thinking, going back to 2010, I suppose, kind of when screens came in, you know, we started to see a decline in play. And I think that has had a huge impact on children. And, you know, for parents thinking that, you know, they have to provide all these different things, material things for children, rather than going, well, let's bring them to the woods and let them, you know, experience the outside play. It seems like, well, that I'm not a good enough parent if I do that. I need to do other stuff other than play. And I always say to parents, it's bringing, you know, kids back to basics. Am I seeing an increase with children needing my service? Absolutely. But also sometimes it's a telephone call I get from a parent, and sometimes it's a little bit of reassurance. And I'm always saying to parents, you know, let's go back to that instinctual feeling. You know, does this feel okay? Because you know yourself as well. It's not, even though I'm a therapist, sometimes I'm saying to parents, you know, your child doesn't need therapy. You just need to know you're a good enough mom, and that's all that, you know, that you need, or you're a good enough dad.
Yeah, because there are a lot of pressures there as well. And you touched on it there, I suppose, with the screens and stuff. But it's probably very difficult for parents as well. You know, if a parent of a child's friend has, bought them something, there's a lot of pressure there as well. So I suppose it all feeds into it. And I know then that there's research out there that shows that, you know, children being on social media can, like, increase anxiety, or the cyberbullying. So there's a lot to think about for people.
There absolutely is. And, you know, I suppose it's one of the things, you know, that I try to promote as much as I can, is that the power of play, you know, because it seems too simple to work, you know. So you mean if they're outside, they're jumping in a puddle, that's good for their mental health. Absolutely. There's science backing it. You know, it fires up the neurons in their brain. So again, I suppose my work is just promoting playfulness. It's, you know, helping parents that, you know, you're doing a good enough job. It's not about the material things. It's about the time that we spend with our children. And that's a big part of expressive play as well. And I suppose it's one of the things that I drive forward all the time.
It's really, really interesting. So you won the Solo Businesswoman category award. That must have been a lovely feeling.
It was absolutely. I was delighted. You know, it's, again, I suppose it's coming from, you know, a place where, you know, I struggled, you know, to set up my practice. And, you know, it would be kind of very much parents would reach to me. I would never get referrals from, you know, from other organisations, from doctors, you know, from, you know, I suppose from teachers, because it wasn't really known about. Where now the referrals, you know, will come in from organisations, you know, through GPs. GPs, through teachers, through family resource centres. I mean, people do recognise it now as a support for children that actually works, and we know that there's science backing it. You know, it's worldwide, and Ireland actually are really, really good when it comes to, I suppose, you know, promoting play therapy and child and adolescent psychotherapy. We're doing wonderful things in Ireland, and I'm delighted to be part of that.
That's great to hear. It's fantastic, and it's great to hear that people are more open, I suppose, to getting that help if it's needed.
Yeah, and you know, again, there was kind of like there was this kind of shame thing. You know, if I need to bring my child to therapy, that means that I'm a bad parent. Well, that's absolutely the opposite. You know, you see that your child may be struggling, and parents are often too close to hold that space. You know, they may be going through their own grief, so it's very hard for parents to hold space for a child, where sometimes an outside support is what they need. And play therapy, you know, children absolutely love coming to therapy. And then there's a time when they come, nah, Adele's very boring, I don't want to go to her anymore. And I love to hear that, because I know the child has done what they need to do with me. And they're like, nah, I don't want to come back to you anymore, I'm finished, bye. You know?
And a good complaint.
Yeah, so that's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear.
So you're part of, obviously, Network Ireland Kerry. Why did you decide to join that network?
Well, I suppose working for years on my own, my work is solo. I do work on my own, but, you know, there's other people that work with me. But our work is, I suppose it is in isolation because of the nature of our work. And I found, I suppose kind of spending a lot of time on my own, and, you know, it's just like even, you know, kind of meeting other people that you want to discuss things. So I was looking at social media and I was looking at what was going on in Network Kerry, and I thought, well, this is something that I could join. So I attended a couple of their events, and it was just sitting down with people that were also, you know, in private practice, you know, or working on their own, and just listening to other inspiring women, which was a huge support to me. So and then when I seen the awards, I decided that I would apply. So it's definitely a fantastic network to join, and, you know, I've been feeling very welcomed in that network.
You mentioned support there, and it's something that we've heard a lot about when we talk about, you know, the various networks and the various kind of groups like this Network Kerry one. It's lovely though to have that, especially when there are other people, as you mentioned, who are working on their own, because I presume it can be lonely, and like,
absolutely,
you don't always get to talk to people while you're probably meeting people all the time. You know, you wouldn't get to talk to people on a business level, I suppose. So to have a network like this is great.
Absolutely. And they run different events, and you're just meeting like-minded women as well, you know, that, you know, have pushed every boundary to get where they are. And, you know, like we are forced to be reckoned with, like, you know, so it is great to be around like-minded women, and the events that they put on, you know, even locally and nationally, are amazing for women in business.
Do you find it inspiring then, listening to other businesswomen around the county and seeing what they're doing?
Absolutely. You know, I'm very, very inspired by other women, particularly when there's a struggle. And I think that's something we don't talk about. You know, people might look at me and they'd say, oh, she's doing really well. But I mean, I fell into every pothole possible when it comes to business, do you know? And it's very hard then, because you're saying, well, I have a business, but I'm also a therapist. So, you know, so it's trying to balance that part together. So being a part of the network, you know, definitely helps me with that.
And I know you're preparing now, because you'll be going on to represent the county at the national level as well, which is great.
How exciting. That is brilliant. Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm one of the founding Kerry ambassadors as well. So like to be a Kerry woman, to be a founding Kerry ambassador, to go forward to represent my county, I'm very, very proud of. So it's wonderful.
It's a huge honour and huge congratulations.
Absolutely.
Is there a lot of prep to do in advance? I know there's interviews, I think, in August, isn't it?
Yeah, there's interviews in August. And, you know, I suppose, like, you know, and we'll get support around that. But, you know, anyone that knows me, I'm very authentic. That's the way I am. I say it as it is. You know, I talk about my struggles, I talk about my dreams, I talk about my goals, and the people behind me that have supported me, you know, are very, very important. And it's every single child and every family that has come to my service who've trusted in my work. That's what I believe in, and that's what drives me forward. And it would be wonderful just to be part of that, because, again, it's raising voices for children. Any award that I get, that's what I always say. They say, oh, what did she get that award for? Oh, she's a child and adolescent psychotherapist, you know. So it promotes children, it promotes mental health, and it promotes the work we do.
That's fantastic. Just before we finish up, you mentioned your goals and your aspirations there. What are they for the future?
Yeah, I suppose for me, you know, look, I mean, we're all talking about it. There is a huge struggle for children at the moment, and I'm seeing it every day. There is a decline in play. You know, what I do hope is that, you know, is to promote more of outdoor play for children, to give parents back that, you know, I suppose that confidence again, because, you know, we can sit down, we can scroll through social media, and we can judge ourselves as parents. So look what they're doing, they're brilliant, or they're playing, they're gone on holidays. And what that actually can do, it can disempower a parent. Do you know? So what it's like, what I want really is that, you know, it's for parents to start trusting themselves again and getting back to basics, you know, getting back to play. And that for me is something that I will drive forward. I do have a book that will be published at the end of the year, and it's about children in care. So it's called The Brave Little Hedgehog. So I'm very, very excited about that. And again, you know, I will keep driving, and in my work, I will keep giving children a voice.